049, the monsoon forest, Barsha Rituvan, the rainy season forest, and Radhakund, and midday pastimes. Subal says, "Hey, Radha Madhav, just see the monsoon forest with the peacocks opening their tail feathers and dancing in blissful love. The Utica flowers proudly smile as they allure the restless bees from the laps of the Mallika flowers." See how enchanting this forest is with its swarms of bees, rain showers, dense foliage. The bees are lurking in the Utica lotus, and thick, ominous rain clouds lurk overhead. The sky is cloudy and the earth is soaked with rainwater, and the Arjun and Kadamba trees are blooming with their beautiful, fragrant flowers. The cuckoos coo softly, and the dahukas and chataks sing ecstatically. The frogs croak, and the swans, cranes, peacocks, and waterfowl call sonorously. Oh, the monsoon forest wants to serve you like a sake. The dark clouds of the rainy season are the dress of the monsoon. Ritu Devi. The flying white cranes are her pearl necklace, and the rainbow is her ornament. Varsha Ritu Devi, the goddess of the rainy season, offers you a Kadamba mala that brushes your lotus feet. She presents Mallika garlands for your hair, Ketaki crowns, and other assorted flowers, such as Yuti, Rangana, and Arjun, for other flower ornaments. She offers ripe palm fruits and ripe dates. The Dahuka birds are calling out, "Kova, Kova," which means, "Besides Krishna, Ko, who can perform such beautiful pastimes?" And except for Sri Vrindavan, Kwa, where can such pastimes take place? Krishna bestows divine rasa as he showers the world with the best dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya prem. Who would leave the shelter of the Krishna cloud for an ordinary monsoon cloud that pours rain only 2 months a year? Thus the frogs croak, "Cacao, cacao, cacao." Who and where to decry the monsoon clouds? "Look there, Krishna. Honey is seeping from the trees like raindrops. The bees are swarming in the sky like a dark rain cloud. And the Kadamba forest itself appears like a huge collection of rain clouds. Just see, a peacock is enjoying with his dearest peahen. But when he sees a flock of peahens approaching him, he cleverly fans his tail feathers and begins dancing to hide his sweetheart behind his feathers. Thus, the new rain cloud, Navajaladhara Shyam, and the lightning bolt of Prema, Prema Sudamani, Rai, Radha, embrace as they stroll through the blissful rainforest. The darshan of Radha Govinda showers the most satisfying sweet prem ras on the chatak eyes of the sakis. What to speak of the whole world? The darshan of Radha Govinda showers the most satisfying sweet prema ras on the chatak eyes of the sakis. What to speak of the whole world? As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad's mature seva, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the blessings of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the 12th chapter of Govinda Lilamrita is now complete. Thus ends the description of the monsoon forest, Barsha Rituvan.